preferably in a locked cabinet. Never leave food that's cooking unattended, especially hot oil if you're frying. As well as preventing fires in the home, you also need to know what to do if a fire does break out. If you get trapped in your home by smoke or flames, close all doors and stuff towels or clothing under the doors to keep smoke out. Cover your nose and mouth with a damp cloth to protect your lungs. If you have to escape through a smoky area, remember that cleaner air is always nearer the floor, so you'll need to crawl out on all fours. Finally, and very importantly, if a fire breaks out, do not try to rescue pets or possessions. There isn't time to do this. You must get out as soon as possible. Once you have gotten out, do not go back in for any reason. Firefighters have a better chance of rescuing people who are trapped than you do. Okay, any questions?
File 5A, Listening.
Okay, if I can have your attention, please. Good morning, everybody. My name's Sam. I'm a firefighter, and I'm here today to give you some tips on how to prevent house fires. I'll also be telling you the best way of getting out of a fire if you ever happen to be trapped in one. Most fires in the home happen while people are sleeping. One of the most important steps you can take to protect your family is to install a smoke alarm on each floor of your house. Once you've got your smoke alarm installed and working, you should make an escape plan with your family to make sure everyone knows how to get out. Of course, there are other precautions you can take. The most common causes of fatal fires in the home are tobacco and smoking products, so it's best to avoid smoking in the bedroom. It's also important to keep matches and lighters out of reach of children